Alan Jones, right across Australia.
Well, 20-year-old from Melbourne, Mac Horton. In my book, he's a real star. Forget the phenomenal 400 swim. I mean, he's a glorious swimmer, holds the water beautifully, to use the language of his coach. He won this on the first night, member of competition, 3:41.55. But long after we've forgotten this, we'll remember the courageous stand this young man's taken against drug cheats. I mean, we saw last night Usain Bolt's phenomenal performance in the 100 metres. Well, this was a victory for the good guys, young Mac Horton. Tremendous performance in the 400 final. Before the race, the Chinese bloke Sun Yang tried to unsettle him by splashing and taunting him in the training pool. Mac Horton simply said, "I don't have time for drug cheats." Isn't that gutsy? Isn't that gutsy? And with 50 metres to go, last Sunday, he and the Chinese, Sun Yang, were in a dogfight. I'll let him finish the story. Mac, good morning. It's wonderful to talk to you. It's a privilege to have such a gifted and courageous young man on the program. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Now tell us, 50 metres out, you had pianos on your back and you thought you had nothing to give. And then you thought?
I thought, after what I've said, I can't let him beat me. So I had to pull through it, basically. but going into that race, I knew that if I took control of the race, that, you know, taking control doesn't necessarily mean leading. So, you know, I knew about 300 metres I had to take control and be in a comfortable position. And then he wouldn't be able to sit me down on that last 50, and that's what I did, and it worked out.
Just explain to most of the people across Australia are listening to you, Mac. I don't know how many stations, over 100 stations, and they don't understand. They see you swim and you win. But 50 out, when you said you called on something extra, how tired is the body then, and what kind of pain are you experiencing?
Enough pain to not really remember that last 50, I think is probably the best way of saying it. You can barely get your arms over it. Your muscle memory kind of starts to go and you just kind of feel numb and you don't really know what you're doing. So you kind of have to just really, really focus in on what you're trying to do and do it quickly.
And I know you're breathing on both sides, but how aware are you of where your other competitors are?
I actually only breathe on one side. I'm lucky enough that it was the side that Sun Yang was on. So I was pretty aware of where he was, and I definitely thought I'm coming.
You're a young bloke, you're only 20 years of age and so on, and you've had the big swim and you've had a bit to say and everything. Now, come on, be a bit immodest, would you, please? A bit immodest. What reaction have you had? Have you had a greater reaction to the tremendous 400 victory, or a greater reaction to the courageous statements that you made about drug cheats?
I think probably both. I think the victory helps validate the statement, which worked out well, considering I made the statement before the victory. But there's also been a big reaction of disapproval from the Chinese as well.
Yeah, and of course, you're so young, and have you got the commitment of winning a gold medal? You think, what's next? But the 1500 is really yours. That was an outstanding performance by Paltrinieri, wasn't it, the Italian?
It was, and my good friend, he trained as me in 2014 for a month in Melbourne, so it's really happy to see him take the win, but it would have been good to be up on that podium at least with him, but, you know, it's a long 8-day swimming meet, and it just mentally and physically just drains you, and I was, you know, did the 4x200 freestyle relay in the middle of the week, and it probably...
I agree. Listen, did you bring your saxophone with you?
No. Where did you get this information?
Hey, listen... You have to do your homework and I have to do mine, okay?
Playing saxophone in like it was a while ago. I haven't played in a while.
Come on, you're not 35. You'd be welcome playing a saxophone on Copacabana Beach, but you're not allowed down there. I won't ask you to comment on any of that. Listen, congratulations, Mac. Australia love you. You understand that? Because of what you've done and what you said.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Not at all. Catch up somewhere someday, eh? Thank you for talking to us. There he is, young Mac Horton from Melbourne, 20 years of age.